In the region southeast of the Sea of Galilee, known as the Decapolis, amongst a mainly Gentile population, Jesus fed a vast crowd of people for the second time. A multitude of 4,000 men, not counting the women and children, were fed with only 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish. Then he went away by boat with his disciples, and after briefly going ashore on the west coast of the lake, he went north to the town of Bethsaida, near Capernaum. As soon as he arrived, some people from the town brought along a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the man by the hand and led him outside the village. After touching his eyes with saliva and laying his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" The blind man looked and said, "I see people. They are like trees walking around." Once more Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes, whose sight was then completely restored. Jesus sent him home, telling him not to say anything or go into the village. Then he left Bethsaida and went north with his disciples to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. This town had been rebuilt and enlarged by Philip, one of the sons of Herod the Great. It had originally been named after the nature god Pan, who was worshipped there, but the name had been changed to Caesarea in honor of the then reigning Caesar Tiberius. It was a center sacred to paganism, so it was here that Jesus broached the subject of his deity. He asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah," Jesus replied, "for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." This promise was fulfilled some time later, when Peter, whose name means stone or rock, had an essential part to play in founding the early church and in opening gospel opportunity to Israel at Pentecost, then to the mixed population of the Samaritans, and finally to the Gentiles at Caesarea. However, as Peter himself makes clear in his first epistle, there is only one foundation for the church of God, Jesus Christ himself, who is the cornerstone on which is built the whole spiritual temple of the Lord. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and that he must be put to death and on the third day be raised to life. On hearing this, Peter was scandalized. So he took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." But Jesus turned and said to Peter in front of all the disciples, "Out of my sight, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." The Lord's reprimand was intentionally severe, because without being aware of it, Peter was doing the work of the tempter. Satan had repeatedly tried to prevent the Son of God from accomplishing the Father's plan of salvation. Christ had become man in order to take the punishment of man's sin upon himself, and by his death and resurrection obtain forgiveness and everlasting life for all who believe in him. Then Jesus laid down similar principles of life and conduct for his disciples and for all believers. "If anyone would come after me," he said, "he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it." Jesus taught that the believer must live no longer for himself, but for God, putting aside his own ambitions and desires for love of Christ. Such a life is never lost. "For," said Jesus, "what good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, only to lose his own soul?" Next episode, the Transfiguration.